And I think it's interesting, our society has changed a little bit. You know, people today don't want to listen to songs that came out a year ago because, oh, that's old. That's why are they playing that on the radio? That song's old. Because the shelf life of these songs, you know, a lot of them sound alike, and you know, there's just not much memorable about those songs. They have a very short shelf life, whereas music in the early days of rock and roll, you know, people still remember, and there's a young audience that listen to us. It's not, most people think that we have, because we play oldies, it's a much older audience, but there's a lot of people at younger ages, in their 20s, in their 30s, that listen to our radio station because they want something different than the pop music of today.
Well, you know, I listen to, you know, all kinds of radio stations in this area, and I'll turn on, you know, a couple stations, and I'll hear songs that were, like, really popular when I was growing up, you know, in the early and the mid-2000s, and I'm like, I'm surprised that a station that plays current music is playing something from, you know, back in the good days for us. So
yeah, good old days.
I think if you play mixtures, I play new music, you know, really new music, and then you can play like all, you know, a couple years old. But I think that can widen your audience a lot.
It
and
does.
The fact that we play stuff from, what, six different decades?
Mm-hmm.
That makes our audience even bigger because there's some stations that you can't listen to 50s music or 60s music on. And I think that's why we stand out compared to, you know, some of the others.
Yeah, we do.
Well, there is something else I would like to say since it's going on this weekend. Fulton Theater Club is putting on their production of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You're going to love that, Mad.
Yeah, I love stories about me.
Yes, that's what we had to assume it was. They went forward in time and found him, and it scared him to death. The first production of it is going to be held on Saturday, April the 11th at 7 p.m. right here at Fulton. And the next one is going to be held Sunday, April 12th at 2 p.m. right here. And so I think, you know, if you want to get tickets, because they're probably going to go if they've not already gone really fast.
Absolutely, and that is a great job by Mr. Ferguson and everyone in the theater department. He was excited because this is the first time that he's had second-year theater students. And don't call it drama. Theater. It's theater. It's not drama. It's theater. This is the first time that he's had second-year theater students since he's been the instructor here.
Theater.
So they've been working very hard on putting this together. And we want to have people come out and see the work that our students do. So it's going to be a great evening, a great show, a little bit different take on Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So this is not the same story you've always heard. It's going to be adapted to modern times, as Mr. Ferguson likes to do, just like they did Zombie Macbeth last year, which was a very interesting a show, very creative, and I think this one is going to be more of the same coming up on Saturday here at Fulton High School in the auditorium.
You know, I think when you have like high school, and I don't want to call them inexperienced actors, because I'm sure these guys have done, you know, their fair share of work in it, but you have a younger staff and, you know, a younger cast set, so you can only do so much. You have to do it based around them. You know, you need to, when you get up to like Broadway and stuff, they base the show, you base your what you do around the show. In this, you base the show around what your staff and characters can do. So, you know, them doing a modern take on it is very, very good, and I've actually got to talk to some of the people in it, not very many, but they said they were really enthusiastic, and they cannot wait to get the show up on stage and ready to go and perform it in front of a huge audience, which I'm very sure that it's going to be sold out by Saturday. So if you want tickets, you're going to have to get down here and get them really quick.
So hurry.
All right, well, thank you for being in here with us, Coach Mays. I know it's a long walk back to your desk, but
it's so long.
My pleasure. It's nice to come and be on the microphone and be on the air with you guys. Good show. Don't forget High School Radio Days, April 22nd. We'll be broadcasting live from out in the hallway to where everyone can see us in the school. And we're also going to be talking a lot about texting and driving and safety for teens out there on the road. That's going to be our big cause for this year's High School Radio Day.
That's something that needs, you know, with prom and graduation coming up, you know, kids get cars as graduation presents, and, you know, maybe they go to town. You know, I just got me a car. I paid $700 for it. It's really nice. It doesn't even have any symbols or anything on it, and I can't tell. I wonder if there was a rat inside, but All I know is drinking and driving and that stuff, that's a huge deal right now at this time
just
for
don't do it.
Kids. It's you just can't do it.
Be smart. Don't do it.
Exactly. I mean, it's, yeah, 1G, you might have fun. It might be fun for 5 minutes until you're on the side of the road and you're handcuffed to the hood of your car. That's exactly what's going to happen if you drink and drive.
Yeah, it's fun until the car flips over and you find yourself in a tree.
Oh, don't start. You know I flip my car. Don't hate on that. It's not always your fault. That's why I don't like rain and driving. But raining and driving, drinking and driving, be safe out there. You just don't need to do it. Thank you again, Coach Mays. Matt, do you have any parting words for our listeners?
I do believe the 1-watt device you had that exploded, I believe that was a symbol to how the radio has grown, because it just exploded into greatness.
Okay, we seem to have a Macbeth wannabe on live radio. Thank you for that one.
And Abba Gabba.
Oh, Lord. I always love that. All right, well, thanks for being on here with me, Matt. Thank you, Coach Mays. And I think I'm going to send it back over to the studio. This has been the Flying Falcon Show on WKCS Knoxville.
Thank you for listening to Flying Falcon Radio Show here on WKCS, bringing you the best news, interviews, and historic moments since 2011. This show is a presentation of the Public Affairs Department of WKCS Knoxville.